The role the internet plays in human trafficking. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Kimberly Adams. It's the last day of the month, and January was National Human Trafficking Prevention Month. Trafficking involves the use of force, fraud, or coercion to compel someone into labor or commercial sex. Contrary to how it's often portrayed on TV, most traffickers aren't strangers. They know their victims. And more, the recruitment and exploitation of those victims is happening online. Alyssa Currier-Wheeler is Associate Legal Counsel at the Human Trafficking Institute. She says in recent years, there's been a noticeable growth of recruitment on social media.
Of the victims that were identified in federal sex trafficking cases from 2000 through 2020, 30% were recruited online, at least 30%. You know, in 2020, that number has clearly increased. It's up to 41%. At least 41% who were recruited online instead of or in addition to physical recruitment. Court documents only named a specific social media platform in 2020 for 133 victims. So I do want to be clear that our data on this is fairly limited, but of these 133 victims, 59% were recruited on Facebook, 13% on Instagram, and 9% on WeChat. There were a variety of lesser mentioned platforms such as Tagged, MeetMe, Plenty of Fish, a lot of kind of adult sites or even messaging apps like WhatsApp and Kick.
What does it look like typically when someone is being recruited for trafficking online?
I can say generally what we're seeing is a trafficker using social media as a means of building an actual relationship with a potential victim, using it to foster trust and even sometimes a romantic relationship that's often used in these cases to facilitate exploitation because they know that person, they know their vulnerabilities, and they know how to tailor their methods of control to that person. I do want to make a note that these sites can be used by adult sex workers who are consenting and are not in any capacity a trafficking victim. We're talking specifically about individuals who are either children or who are being coerced in some way into doing this type of commercial sex transaction.
I have to imagine it's really hard to flag online recruitment because it really just looks like conversations.
Yes. I think that it's almost the same challenge that law enforcement and the general public face in identifying trafficking in our out in the not digital world. Coercion is really, really subtle. It does, even in real life, outside of Facebook or these social media platforms, it often does look like a conversation. And that's why it can be so hard to identify when someone is being trafficked.
Do you think those numbers are going up because there's more online recruitment happening by traffickers, or that police and prosecutors are paying more attention to this online recruitment?
That's a great question. In our numbers, it's very difficult to tell, but no case reaches the prosecution phase without an investigation. So you know that all of the cases that, for example, involve solicitation of a victim on Facebook, the vast majority of those began with an investigation on Facebook, specifically looking for this type of, you know, this type of solicitation and this type of crime. So we can't know from this data whether it's just, you know, there's way more cases now involving recruitment online, or whether that's stemming from investigations on those platforms specifically looking for this type of trafficking. But the opportunities that traffickers have, we know this type of recruitment is happening, and we know their access to it is just continuing to grow. So I think, you know, if we were not limited to the data from federal cases, we would see just use of the internet in general, whether it's for recruitment or solicitation or even for actual sex trafficking via streaming service is growing rather than shrinking.
When you're talking to
people from higher risk communities or parents with kids about, you know, what you find in your research and your work on this. What do you tell them about how to stay safe online?
One thing that we can all do is cut down on our social media time, particularly for children, monitoring your child's screen time and online presence, having an open dialogue about what red flags are and what trusted sources are. That can help reduce the risk of exposure to potential exploitation.
Alyssa Currier-Wheeler is with the Human Trafficking Institute. And now for some related links. If you think you or someone you know is a victim of human trafficking, contact the National Human Trafficking Hotline. We'll have a link where you can get more information or chat-based support on our website, marketplacetech.org. And the number to call is 1-888-373-7888. That's 1-888-373-7888. And that data about sex trafficking Alyssa was citing is in the 2020 Federal Human Trafficking Report, and we'll have a link to that as well. The report is limited to federal prosecutions for human trafficking, the vast majority of which were sex trafficking cases. But labor trafficking does occur, and its victims are often foreign nationals, people brought to the U.S. with false promises about paid work, or undocumented workers who find themselves uniquely vulnerable to threats and coercion by traffickers. Reporter Layla Goldstein of WYSO explored both sex and labor trafficking in the greater Dayton, Ohio area for her 2021 podcast series, Trafficked. Among her findings, sometimes efforts to fight human trafficking, like arresting or prosecuting people for selling sex, can actually make high-risk people more vulnerable to being trafficked. I'm Kimberly Adams, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.